AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey guys, and welcome to Brooks Babbles, the podcast where strategy meets soul through storytelling. I'm Brooke, a marketing consultant trying to balance business and motherhood while spreading light, love, and laughter. Well, welcome everyone. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that you're here. Today, I want to talk about perfection. The name of this episode and the name of my blog, which is also on my website, is called The Paradox of Perfection. And it's called The Paradox of Perfection because perfection expects us to achieve everything with a gold medal, yet it prevents us from even starting. It paralyzes us. So I have struggled with perfection myself for many years, and it has held me back from trying so many things because I feel like I have to be perfect the first time that I'm doing something. And if I'm not, then I have a tendency of beating myself up. So I was actually inspired by this because of a recent struggle that I've had. So I decided after starting my podcast with my little snippet, I was like, you know what? I'm going to also make a YouTube channel. And this is perfect because I can add another platform to put content on, and I can record it as a video, save the audio, and upload it as a podcast, and it's going to be great. So I did what I do with pretty much all of my other tasks, which is I added a reminder to do it in my phone, because otherwise I am scared that I'm going to forget, and maybe it's a bit OCD, but I set reminders for everything that I need to get done, pretty much. So I set a reminder for 6 a.m. Before my son woke up, I was like, I am going to make this YouTube video. And lo and behold, I procrastinated. Why? Because I was waiting until everything was perfect, until I got the perfect amount of sleep, until I was in the perfect mood, until I had the perfect amount of time to sit down at my desk or find the perfect backdrop in my house and have perfect hair and perfect makeup. I was going to sit down and make this perfect YouTube video. And as if that perfection wasn't already getting in the way, I ended up with a sinus infection. So my brain took this and ran with it and was like, you know what? We need to procrastinate this also because you have a sinus infection. If you make a YouTube video, you're going to look pale, you're going to look tired, your voice is going to sound nasally. And so for probably like an entire week plus, I just kept moving my reminder to the next day, then the next day, then the next day. And I kind of became desensitized to it because when I keep seeing the reminder pop up every day, it's just like getting in the habit of hitting snooze on your alarm. Like it doesn't have the same effect as if it pops up one time and you go, oh, I need to do that. And you do it and you check it off and you move on. So anyway, sinus infection was kicking my butt. I was exhausted. I fell asleep in my son's twin size bed with him while wearing coffee stained jeans. Talk about imperfection there. I'd spilled coffee on my jeans earlier in the day, meant to get around to changing them, and didn't. So that's a dose of motherhood for you right there, right? But I ended up falling asleep for a little bit. I got a nice little nap in, and then I woke up at like 10 p.m. and I enjoyed the twinkling, glowing stars on my son's ceiling and the sound of his little lungs sleepily inhaling and exhaling beside me. And I decided that I was going to stop focusing on what I couldn't and didn't do, which was waking up at 6 a.m., shooting the YouTube video, having my hair and makeup perfectly done. I decided to just let that go, and I focused on what I could do. I was in my son's room. I had a little bit of energy from my power nap, and I wasn't at my desk, obviously. I didn't have a notepad. I didn't have anything to record a YouTube video, but what I did have was my phone and an idea. And so I pulled out my phone, and I sat up in my son's bed, and I just started to write. Well, actually, before I started to write or type in my notepad in my phone, I got in my own way again. And I was like, okay, but this isn't perfect because what if it's not perfect? What if I say the wrong word, and what if it sounds dumb, and all of these things. I once again was getting in my own way, but I decided to fight back against this perfectionism. And I told myself, like, you know what? I'm in charge of this. These are my words that I am typing. And if I use a word that I end up not liking later, if I don't like how my notes flow or whatever it is, I can change it. And the most important thing is that I am starting and I can always change it later. Like, I am not tied to my first go at this thing. And so I decided to just start. So that's what I did. I ended up writing so far my longest blog, and it just flowed very naturally to me after I got out of my own way. So that really helped me to overcome my perfectionism in that way. And so this inspired me to just go for it and shoot my YouTube video after procrastinating so much. Also because I was like, well, how can I put this blog out there about, like, oh, well, just start, just do it, when I am still getting in my own way with this perfectionism with the YouTube video. So the next night, I decided to film my first YouTube video. I did the whole thing. I sat there. And then, and I know there were so many points in this YouTube video that were not perfect, but I kept going anyway. And once I got it done, I don't even think I rewatched all of it, to be honest. I just decided that I didn't like it. Not because it wasn't perfect. I mean, although there were plenty of imperfections in that YouTube video that I decided to record, I just realized that I am not a YouTube kind of girl. I'm just not. I can stand here and talk basically to myself into this microphone all day. I can sit down and write. I just am not the kind of person that likes to sit there and record myself on a long video. Not to say I won't do shorter videos or anything like that, but just not really my thing. So, even though all of this turned out different than I expected, that's okay. All I had to do was start and to try. And even if things don't go as we planned, they still turn out perfectly imperfect. So the spark that I want all of you to take away from this is to just start. You can always change it later. You are not stuck. You always have a choice. And nobody expects you to be perfect. And if they do, they're not someone that you need in your life anyway. Remember, done is better than perfect. And a beautiful thing is never perfect, as I am reminded by the sign that I have hanging in my room. A beautiful thing is never perfect. Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.